And then Jimmy Dore appears. What do you have to say, Jimmy? Imagine ignoring that the Surf's TV had to lie to make Jimmy look like a right-winger, when in fact, he said the opposite of what they claim, just because you hate Jimmy and have no character at all. Imagine. Says Jimmy Dore. You're Jimmy. And then I realized, at that moment, everything clicked, you know, you could hear the sounds. You forgot. You thought you were tweeting from your alt. Oh my, Jimmy. Oh no, that's bad. That's real bad.
It's weird, though, that she's outlefting the left all the time.
Marjorie Taylor Greene is outlefting the left all the time. What is happening? Welcome. This is going to be fun. You know, there's a lot of messed up stuff going on in the world right now. I just saw the other day there was a headline where it's like the doomsday clock has been moved up 60 seconds to nonsense because these terms mean nothing to me. I feel like every time I hear about the doomsday clock, it's inching ever closer towards the doomsday. And so in the midst of everything wild that's going on around the world, you know, pandemics, wars, climate change, rise of the far right, that kind of stuff, it's always nice to take a step back and have some laughs on the internet, especially at the expense of a one Jimmy Dore. And this is a story that I'm quite happy to bring to all of you, especially considering I'm sure a lot of you remember the saga of Libtardo1, which was Jimmy Dore's alt account. Now, for a while, no one had definitive proof that it was Jimmy Dore's alt account, but thanks to some internet sleuthing, the one and only Matt Binder, whose program I will be appearing on tonight, so be sure to tune in to Matt Binder's show and go check out his YouTube channel and Twitter. I will be appearing on the Matt Binder show tonight to talk about Steven Crowder versus the Daily Wire and the saga that continues to continue. Either way, he did a great job exposing Libtardo1 as actually being either Jimmy Dore's secret account and or him and his wife's secret sock account. And that account would frequently speak about Jimmy Dore, either written by Jimmy Dore or by Jimmy Dore's wife, in a very like, you don't know how much Jimmy has done for you, Jimmy Dore is the left, and of course you hate the left, blah blah blah, that's why you go after him. And there was a lot of belief that that's not the only sock account, but there is certainly more sock accounts. In fact, Jimmy Dore has quite a strange history with kind of, you know, using alternate accounts to apply to people and stuff like that, but he hasn't really been caught doing the thing where, I don't know if everyone here remembers, but there was this American politician who had an alt account where he pretended to be a gay black man, and then he would use that to try and defend his own terrible takes, and then people would be like, what the hell, this is racist, and then he would be like, well, as a gay black man, this is not only not racist, it's also not homophobic. But then one day he forgot and used the wrong, his actual account to do that, and then the whole thing kind of fucked up, and then it was really embarrassing for him. That just happened to Jimmy Dore. And it's still up as of this recording. It may stay up permanently just because to take it down at this point, past the, like, you get that little 1 or 2 minute window where it's like, holy fuck, I hope no one screenshotted this or put it in the Wayback Machine. Oof, yeah, safe. Haha, never happened. Never happened. I have a deniability forever. Well, once that window has expanded and you're beyond that window, which we're now firmly into, we're in hour 5. We're around the 5th hour. This is the 5th hour. The 5th and final hour, we shall see. But we'll see how long it stays up. We're going to have some fun. Either way. So anyways, I made this post based on this silly video by Jimmy Dore, of which we're going to watch right now before we give the Jimmy Dore crowd all the W's. Because guess what? He got some wins. All right? All right, doorknobs? If you're in the chat right now, you goddamn doorknobs, guess what? You get some W's today. You get a couple W's before you take the fattest L. Oh my God. Stick around for the L. All right? I swear to God. I hope you have deep throats. So, I say it. Here's a quote from the Rebel News and one of the questions they ask Greta Thunberg. It's getting pretty cold in Davos, Greta. When can I expect some global warming? Lol. This is the quality of the Rebel News is, by the way. This is just Rebel News. And of course, to these kind of questions, this was basically the response by Greta. But then they got a gotcha on me. I hath been done, because it turns out Jimmy Dore, well, yes, he was using this segment to basically be like, why doesn't Greta do what I want and answer the questions? Why won't she answer the questions? Why is she avoiding the questions? Which is my point. That's what I'm bringing attention to him doing in this video. But in this one instance, when it came to that one specific question, Jimmy Dore actually pushes back. And for the first time, I think ever, replies to my tweet. This one isn't even that viral, by the way. Only like 1,500 likes, but he replied. He appeared while Jimmy appears. Actually, Jimmy, by the way, not speaking in the third person or anything. The Surf's TV are so lazy, they don't even bother to clip me unfairly anymore. They just make misleading screenshots. Here I am pushing back against that question, but it doesn't fit their fake narrative about me, so they had to lie.
Greta, it's getting quite cold in Davos. When can I expect some global warming?
Okay. So why wouldn't she stop and address that? Like, no, that's, you're talking about weather.
That was your, wait, this is the pushback right here.
Boss, when can I expect some global
wait
warming?
For it. Wait for this pushback. Oof, I hope you don't all fall over. Just hold on to something, all right?
Okay.
Oh, sorry, I almost missed it. Okay. Oh, that.
Warming.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, God. Destroyed in the marketplace of ideas by Jimmy Dore. God damn, how are they going to recover from this one? And then right afterwards, you go on to say, well, that's just a ridiculously foolish question. Makes sense why someone would laugh at a question that silly, right? Climate, weather, different things. But, okay.
So why not? Why wouldn't she stop and address that? Like, no.
You're not okay. You know what's fucked about this? When I originally saw this post, because I noticed this, because all of a sudden a lot of notifications started popping up filled with the weirdest ass dad jokes. So every crowd on the internet comes at you with different kinds of qualities. Like when DGG, Destiny's Community, comes after you, they all kind of feel like they're trying to do like a psy-op-y version of what like Destiny does, but obviously not as good because they're all just like, you know, followers. And so they all try to do this thing where they get inside or try to get inside your brain, and the replies will fill up with that. When it's like far right or right wingers, it's usually they will go for like racist stuff, or they will say like, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's where you get the people like calling me a lesbian and things like this, or if they find out that like I'm part indigenous, it'll be a bunch of weird ass racist stuff about that, or they'll call me a white native. That kind of stuff comes from like the far right corners of the internet. When it was Jimmy Dore's crowd, it was dad jokes. It was like serfs, more like self-serfs. It's like, oh, that feels like an old dad joke. Okay, just scrolls through, and then like another one, it's like serfs, more like doesn't know how to surf. And I'm like, what is going on? This is what is with the quality? What's going on, internet? What are you drunk? I gotta check this out. You're drunk, aren't you? And I'm like, oh shit! The one, the only, Jimmy Dore hath responded to me. My word. So this debunking, by the way, the doorknobs, they love this shit. They just got off on this. Like immediately, every single one of them was like, oh my God, oh my God, this is unreal. We caught him. He actually pushes back on this silly question. Watch.
I expect some global warming.
Okay.
Right there. Floored. How do you think how will I ever respond to this? So anyways, I want to point out Rebel News is a far-right media network in Canada. They regularly lie. It's completely normal for someone to laugh at their questions. Here's you admitting you don't actually know anything about Greta or her positions on the topics and potentially blaming autism. All right, so we're going to get to this because right here, you just got caught lying about me in the most obvious and amateur way. But someone else is worse than you because they also lie? No. So, all right, in all fairness, by the way, Jimmy Dore's channel now, look at this kind of shit. Like, cartoonish. The anti-vaxxers won, admits Dilbert creator Scott Adams. Marjorie Taylor Greene gets COVID right. Okay, we'll get to that. But let's just see for 2 seconds what this whole Greta thing was about.
They're having the Davos meeting, and these guys from Rebel News in Canada, are...
Sorry, I gotta rewind the fucking spot on Canadian accent. What's going on here?
And these guys from Rebel News in Canada, they're getting to question people as they walk the street, meaning powerful people like the heads of countries, the heads of Pfizer, and now Greta Thunberg. Now, Greta Thunberg, she has a huge platform. She's being propped up by every news agency, every NGO. She's getting propped up by lots and lots of people. And she has a lot of power. I don't know about power, but she has a big reach and a lot of influence, right? And
So Greta certainly has become what you could consider a celebrity in regards to her activism towards climate change. I've always said since the start of the adoration of Greta, primarily by a lot of libs, all right, let's be real here, because libs wanted the idea of something like this because they're heavily involved in performative politics, especially when it comes to climate change, as in we are making a difference. We believe in climate change, unlike our competitors, those right wingers, and what we're going to do here is we're going to do a carbon tax, yes, and we're going to offset our own emissions by buying credits from poor countries. Yeah, countries that don't actually contribute a lot to global warming, well, we're going to buy credits from them, and then we can just keep on polluting as much as we want and do those old oil sands, tar sands, you know, stuff that we do up in Canada, that kind of stuff. So that's obviously been a big problem. Don't have cults of personality, don't base everything. On the other end, there's a really fucked up thing that the right, and now Jimmy Dore, is doing, where they go after Greta in this weird kind of parasocial thing in the opposite direction, as if by destroying Greta as a person, and it's been extra weird, obviously, when she was a child and a teenager, that's when you were just like, what the fuck is going on here? Somehow you can defeat the war on climate change by destroying Greta. That has also happened in the opposite direction. So it's really weird when a far-right publication like Rebel News and Ezra Levant does shit like this, you know? Like, you know, follows Greta around being like, well, isn't it kind of hypocritical that you, you know, got here maybe on a plane and yet planes are destroying the planet? Isn't it hypocritical that Davos people fly in jets, blah, blah, blah? Like, okay, so for all the shit that people do on Greta, she's not a fan of those people. As far as I see, it's usually her calling them the fuck out. It's usually like, well, let's give her the microphone because that means that we've done, you know, some activism. This counts as fighting climate change by giving Greta a microphone. And it's just like, blah, blah, blah. You're all just saying blah, blah. You don't actually do anything. You're destroying the planet, blah, blah. Or the other one where it's like, you know, all ecological systems are dying. You're letting this happen and you're doing nothing about it. It seems just more like someone disgusted. The more recent one is just straight up like abolish capitalism. Greta's going pretty fucking radical left in that direction in terms of like being given the microphone, like, what do you think about what's happening? And she's like, abolish capitalism, so all that shit. Rude Goblin, thank you for the tier one. Again, Jimmy will fully admit in this video that he doesn't actually know anything about her or what her beliefs are.
So remember when she said this, right?
Party here.
How dare you?
It is the most important person in the world, according
Ezra. Hell yeah. My Canadian friend. My Canadian brother. You kind of look alike.
To the World Economic Forum. It is young.
Brother from Greta another mother.
So they confronted her and they wanted to ask
her. Her name's silly because it's not from Canada. Greta Thunberg.
I preface this by saying she's not a kid. She's 20 years old. So she's 2 years older than soldiers who are serving in Iraq, Libya, Afghanistan, Syria, Ukraine. She's 2 years older than all those people. So she's not a kid anymore. But she acts like a kid.
So already, right out of the gates, infantilization. Pretty weird. Super creepy, you know? It's like, hey, first off, she's an adult. So I'm going to treat her like an adult, all right? She's an adult. So I'm going to say. In addition to, let me just say, acts like a little baby girl. Little baby girl needs a diaper. Yeah. Hey, I can say that. She's an adult.
She acts like she's 12 years old. This is really weird. You tell me what you think of this. Because it seems to me she has a chance to answer questions.
By the way, if you're 20 years old, yes, treat that individual like an adult. You know, you should actually just treat everyone with respect, regardless of what their age is. It doesn't matter if they're old or young. That shouldn't really make a difference. It has been something that people remark upon in terms of Greta's age, because Greta has been an activist for a very long time, since, yes, she was young and a teenager, and people will still say a lot of weird, fucked up shit about her, and that hasn't changed.
People who she's hey, what up, Dark Native? Good to see you. So we can all get on board for channel. This climate change thing, because you can't do it with only half the population or a quarter of it. You have to get everybody
don't
on board.
She, Dark Native.
And so she's an activist. She would want to reach these people and the people who watch them. It would make sense that she would want to talk to them and bring her message, because that's how you change people with your message.
Okay. So Rebel News is not her people, Jimmy. You understand how this works? I was trying to explain it to you because I didn't know if you just didn't know this, because you've been praising Rebel News so much. They're a far-right media network in Canada. Like, far-right. Super racist and anti-Indigenous. They're the ones that have given us fucking Lauren Southern, Faith Goldie, Gavin McInnes, like fucking Tommy Robinson. That's all coming from Rebel News. Suddenly, I don't know if this is like baby's first Rebel News, the first time you've ever experienced them, and right now you're kind of like, well, this is neat. Look, they're talking to the CEO of Pfizer and asking them questions like, why did the vaccine cause the magnetism? And this is also pretty neat. They're going out to Greta. Yeah, Greta's the symbolism of everything I hate, I think. I'm not sure. I'm supposed to. My audience really hates her anyway. So, this is pretty based, right?
She doesn't do that. Let's watch what she does.
Greta, how did you get here today? What was your climate footprint in traveling here?
Now, that seems like a totally legit question.
Why, Jimmy? Is this what you want? Is this climate activism to you? Pointing out people's hypocrisy? We're all fucking hypocrites. I'm watching you on the internet. I'm using electricity to broadcast myself right now to multiple people who are also using electricity, energy. Yes, mainly, I'm sure, derived in certain areas from fossil fuel extraction in some way or shape or another, to be able to watch this and listen to it right now live. What? Hypocrites much? Why don't any of you return to monkey? Why don't you live in caves? What's wrong with all of you? Do you understand that, like, just trying to point out someone's hypocrisy is probably being done exclusively because you don't like that person, and you just, again, have this weird parasocial, like, you know, it's a character to you, and because of that character, you're like, well, I have to show how hypocritical she is. Look, she must have expelled some CO2 just getting here. Greta, did you fart today? How much CO2 was in the methane?
Ask the world's number one climate change activist, what's the best way to travel if you're conscious of climate change?
So if you have ever paid attention, she has done that. She actually intentionally traveled by boat using wind power and electric power for a large part of it to try and demonstrate that. But it was obviously difficult. There were shortcuts. And the right called out the shortcuts when it was like, well, apparently she stopped here. They got off the fucking wind-powered boat because the wind wasn't strong enough in the next area. And then they got onto a plane and then flew there and then got back on this boat. Kind of feels like they expelled some carbon to do that, bro. And it's like, yeah, okay, it's performative. That was the whole point. But like, it's what everyone's asking for. Can't you demonstrate that there was another way to have traveled rather than being one in which there was lots of CO2 expelled?
So how did you travel to get here?
He literally has gone on sailboat for a lot of her journeys. I know, they don't care.
She doesn't answer. And she just she giggles like she's 12 years old. That's not what a grown-up does when you're asked a question on the...
Okay, so now that you're seeing this, you all see how fucking weird this is, right? You all see how strange this whole segment is. Now you understand why I was like, well, what the fuck? And then I was like, okay, screenshot. Like, this is obviously... Good for you. Laugh at Rebel News. Guess what? People do it in Canada. Politicians do. Jagmeet Singh did it the other day when, like, I think it was, like, almost, sorry, the other day, like, 2.5 years ago, he's been interviewed, and then someone asked a question, and it was clearly a very racially charged question. He was like, who are you with? They're like, Rebel News? He's like, yeah, no thanks. It's like, yeah, you don't have to answer Project Veritas's fucking questions. They're a scam outfit. Same thing with Rebel News. Rebel News has been caught so many times lying for the story, making stuff up, and then fundraising at the back. They're just a scam artist thing. You're being scammed, Jimmy. Just because it's a scam, but it's got some maple syrup on it, doesn't mean it's not scamming you. And you're here like, this is cutting edge. Apparently Greta's not answering. Not gonna answer. Yeah. Yeah.
World stage. She has a chance to talk to those people and tell them this is...
What people? This is Rebel News. Who's interviewing her?
How I travel during climate change. This is how I try to reduce my carbon footprint. She just left.
She has so many times. Like I said, she like straight up traveled via boat and wind power to be able to make a statement about that.
Laughs. She's going to do this over and over and over in this. So let's watch more.
Jimmy spit on Alex Jones. He didn't educate him. He just spit on him. Yeah, but we can't hate on Jimmy for that. But that's maybe the only interesting thing Jimmy Dore's ever done.
Do we have a Fridays for Future demo tomorrow here?
Greta, how do you feel about discussing climate?
Like, look at this look of fucking hate, disdain. How dare she answer the question you have been asked?
Change with the delegates here when nearly all of them take private jets.
Now that's kind of hilarious, right? So I saw news reports about this. I don't know if you saw, Kurt, but there was like over 100 private jets at Davos. Which
yeah,
was,
no
that,
shit.
That's the story headline I saw anyway. I didn't read the story.
Fuck Davos, fuck billionaires, fuck performative. We're here to save the world and change the planet, and we're actually going to just run it into the fucking ground. Fuck them all. That doesn't change the fact that this is Rebel News. You don't gotta give it to the right or the far right. If fascists are like, hey, we're fascists, we hate trans people, and we don't want women to have autonomy, that's what we're about right now. If they're doing that, if they're screaming that shit, you don't got to find the occasional moment where you're like, I agree with this take. All right, well, got to give it to Marjorie Taylor Greene at the end of the
headline.
Day.
And it's just like, of course, they're all taking private jets. Of course they are. Okay. So that also seems like a legitimate question. Like, what do you feel about these people who claim to care about climate change, yet they're all jetting around in private jets? Okay. Let's watch.
Do you think at least the fact these delegates take private jets is a bad thing against, you know, what you believe in? All of this.
Nothing. Why are you... Why does she look like a politician with something to hide? You're a climate change activist. Why are you afraid to answer these questions from people who you have to reach?
It's rebel news. It's rebel news. One of the questions eventually be like, it's cold. When are we going to get some of that? You know, the one where you were like, but then that was the pushback. That was as far as the pushback was. Just, okay.
I thought, Jimmy, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I couldn't know my mic worked. I thought she has like some kind of...
She has
Asperger's.
Autism.
It's...
Oh. Oh, Kurt. Oh, Kurt's here. Of course Kurt's here. Kurt, what do you have to contribute to the conversation? What's been happening here? Can you give us your take on what you're seeing here? Yeah, I just figured I should probably play the autism card. We haven't done that yet, right? It's usually one that's played pretty often. She's got autism, I think. Yeah?
She has autism, yeah. And she also says about her autism that it provides her a superpower.
So does that provide you cover from whatever the fuck these accusations are right now? Again, they're going to be the most fucking cowardly accusations where it's just kind of like, could that be a factor? I'm not going to say yes or no. I'm just going to lay that one out there. Let it just be part of the conversation now.
That's how she looks at it, FYI.
Well, guess what? When she didn't go to school over climate change, she was not provided an education. So I don't think she has answers to any. I think she's been asked questions before and had no answers.
Right. So,
by the way, you know how Kurt always just pops up and says the worst possible thing or has the worst possible take on any given subject? I think that's him reserved, by the way. I think that's him holding back. Like, you can tell because, like, his jokes, a lot of them, they don't land. And those are the ones where he's like, I really wanted to say the N-word. I won't.
And I haven't followed Greta Thunberg or however you say her name, Thunberg. I don't know how to say her name even. I haven't followed her. I didn't have the bandwidth to look into her. I was looking into other stuff. I don't know anything really about her.
And that was the clip that I sent back to him. I rest my case. You have no idea, as always, what you're talking about. I don't really know who this is, but based on the fact that right now it's pretty popular on the right to make fun of her and choose her as a target, like I'm fucking going after climate change by going after Greta. I'm going to fucking fully endorse this far right media network in Canada's video where they're asking him a whole bunch of asinine questions, and surprise, she's just laughing at them. And it's like, what? Answer the people. Why would you? This is the playbook that the far right does all the time, by the way. Jimmy's either a fucking, a partner in this, or he's a useful idiot. Either way, it has the same effect, where they will do this kind of thing. They will accost people. The Project Veritas does it. Fucking Rebel News does it. The fucking TMZ does it. They accost people, and then in the middle of that, you know, so all of a sudden that person either like strikes back or something, like, well, they're refusing to answer our questions, and there's the anger that shows right there that they have something to hide. Are they secretly Antifa? We'll never know. We'll never know.
But it seems weird that she won't answer these questions. Now, I don't know if this has anything to do with her being autistic.
Like, indistinguishable from a far right segment that would have been done on this whole thing and reaction, you know? Maybe a little bit more cowardly, and that maybe the person on the far right would have been like, well, I mean, this could just be because she's autistic, right? Jimmy's like, well, I don't know if this plays a role. Hard to say. Hard to say. It is weird that she won't answer questions, though. You know, is a weird thing. We're going to get to the funniest parts of the story. I just want to see what Marjorie Taylor Greene got right.
It's weird, though, that she's out-lefting the left all the time.
Marjorie Taylor Greene is out-lefting the left all the time? What is happening? What is happening? This ableist piece of shit.
She was out-lefting the squad on Ukraine. She's out-lefting them on COVID, and she's telling the truth about COVID. So she says, remember when they told you not to take ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine to help you with COVID? I remember that. I remember when they told us that.
You gotta take the L at this point on ivermectin. It's beyond embarrassing. If there's any more hate watchers still left here who are hate watching me here and you're like secretly Jimmy Dore fans or something, please, like, save what little dignity the rest of you have and do 2 seconds of research. The ivermectin thing is such a big L. It's the fattest L. You don't get a victory just because CNN fucked up and lied that Joe Rogan was taking horse paste when they should have said that some people end up taking the horse paste because they don't have access to Hollywood doctors like Joe Rogan does. So Joe Rogan's fans who hear him taking ivermectin for humans, you know, Pulitzer Prize winning award winning for humans, doesn't mean it's going to be the same for other people who don't have access to, again, those Hollywood doctors. That's pretty embarrassing.
Threatened to take away doctors and pharmacists' license if they prescribed it. I remember that. My doctor told me that, and it was very hard to, for people to get prescriptions of ivermectin.
That sucks, because you know what? There's people who need it, who may need it to fight off, I don't know, parasites. And then it kind of sucks that a whole bunch of people are convinced by podcasters and YouTubers that maybe they should take it because it could be a miracle cure for fucking COVID. Good job, fucking Brett Weinstein. Like, that's great work.
Controlled and limited distribution of monoclonal antibodies. Remember that? I remember that. So if you lived in a red state, you could get monoclonal antibodies.
Okay, so monoclonal antibodies, which actually do have, you know, scientifically demonstrable effectiveness in treating aspects of COVID-19, are obviously incredibly expensive. And in order to apply for them, you would have to meet certain criteria so that the government would not only supply you with it if they had access to it and availability, but also cover the costs of it, because it would be in thousands of dollars. It was one of those things where, like, the vaccine costs around $6 a dose to manufacture. The monoclonal antibodies are somewhere around the $2,000, $3,000 per treatment range. You can tell that there's a huge difference in price between these two. If one is safe and effective, we should probably mass produce the $6, you know, a dose thing versus let's just wait till people get sick and stock up on monoclonal antibodies. Mixing these two, by the way, ivermectin in no way during, like, if you mix all the metadata together, the studies on this, there's absolutely no demonstrable, it does not prevent COVID-19 and does not treat COVID-19. Like, that's just it. That's the end of the ivermectin story.
If you lived in a blue state, very hard to get them. They're politicizing medicine at the behest of Big Pharma. That's for
even
Big
Dr.
Pharma.
Fauci, he was concerned about, he goes, I don't know why there's not more monoclonal.
By the way, they're all in their own weird way protecting Big Pharma because they keep their audiences mad at nonsense. If a whole bunch of people are mad because they think the vaccine is actually causing random young people to have heart attacks and strokes, and they're like, look what you did, Pfizer. Pfizer is killing athletes. Look at all the black athletes that Pfizer has killed with the vaccine. Get mad, everyone. Then yes, people are very mad at nothing. They're mad at nonsense. They're mad at, like, made up make-believe. It's cartoon Mickey Mouse shit. If they're mad at that, they're not actually mad at the really fucked up things that Pfizer does do and should be called out and should be brought attention to, or the company should be nationalized. They never talk about that. It's like, oh, okay, do you want to talk about how they spend more on advertisement than R&D? That's kind of fucked up. How about they take a whole bunch of taxpayer money to make a publicly funded vaccine, the technology of which is incredible, but then afterwards you have to buy the vaccines from that same company, and then they just continue to, like, fucking up the price of it once the whole cycle is going, making untold fucking amounts of money, billions and billions and billions. Like, this is a big problem. We should call this out, right? No, we must talk about how the 5G myocarditis fucking magnetism is controlling our minds.
Monoclonals around.
That's right.
Remember that?
Remember that? Even Fauci said, I don't know why there's not more monoclonals. He knows exactly why there weren't more monoclonals.
It's very fucking expensive. That's why. It was 100% a money issue and availability issue as well. It's one of those things where, yes, they did give it to Americans, but it's, again, very expensive versus something like the vaccine. But then clowns like you are straight up telling people, well, those things over there, that they could kill you. They'll make your head explode. Your heart will turn to goo. But ivermectin for humans, Pulitzer Prize winning award, medication for humans, it could do things. I'm not going to say what things, but it could do things.
So they owe answers, and I'll be asking. So she turns out she's right about that. And when someone's right about something, no matter if you disagree with them on every other thing, you should try to prop them up.
So this is awesome because she's wrong. So she's wrong about that, but you want to prop them up. Why? Even if she was right, which she's not, but even if she was right about this, that's ridiculous. And I get it, because your entire thing right now is appealing to the right. There's so many people who have fucking gone so far down that road where it's like, hey, what's the Breaking Points audience like? Hey, what's the demographics? Oh, what do they think when you write things in the comments? What do they think when the topics happen to be related to, I don't know, disproportional police violence towards black Americans? Ooh, yikes. That's some pretty intense commentary over there. Seems like very, very far right reactionary. Same thing with Jimmy Dore's crowd, except sprinkle in the dad jokes, as I told you before.
Even if you I probably disagree with Marjorie Taylor Greene on 99.9% of the things she says or believes.
So then the purpose of this is to overlap and be like, she's not all bad. I mean, she's right here. Why not give it up? Fucking Jackson Hinkle was doing the exact same thing when he was doing giving it up to Candace Owens. It's like, I'm not saying for a second that I believe in everything that Candace Owens believes in, but I'm just saying that she's right in this point, you know?
But she's right here.
Jimmy, I disagree with 90% of the things I've been told she believes.
Nah, and you know what's wild about this too is that there's probably, I'd say during the course of the year, maybe like 60 or 70 things that are said by AOC or Bernie Sanders or one of those other politicians that they probably align with, but they never do a segment on it. It's never like, well, you know me, I Jimmy Dore, fucking hate AOC, despise her, but in this one case, she is making a pretty good point about Israel, so gotta give it up to her. I do hate her, as you know, hate her a lot, but in this one case, we do agree, we do align. No, you do not got to give it up for Marjorie Taylor Greene every single time.
Hey, like, everyone. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene. I am excited to talk to you guys today. I want to go through the entire story of everything that's been going on. Have you guys been following 4chan, Q, any of that stuff? Anybody? It's a story that if you were actually to write this in a book, honestly, I probably would quit reading the book because it's so unbelievable.
Hold up. American Patriot? Is that the station I see before me? American Priorities. Sorry. Don't want to mix those up. If you've already got the guest star on camera, you don't need a reference photo beside them while they're talking. The reference photo beside them would make more sense if it was like, on the call, Marjorie Taylor Greene, at which point that reference photo can help people watching visualize who is on the other line. But if she's already speaking in person, it's very weird to just have a giant photo of her right beside her the whole time. That's an artistic choice I don't think I've seen before.
Unbelievable. It's an anonymous person. All right. So Q is a patriot. We know that for sure. It's not just Democrat and Republican, left and right. You can dive down in that Civil War into deeper levels where we have basically the deep state is fighting back against President Trump, the loyal people in his administration, and the American people. Okay.
I mean, is it going to be true that the child pedophilia in the elites in the Washington, D.C.
Quite 185. Thank you.
Is that really going to see come out?
Zingy cosplay for all.
Is it true? Is the type of corruption we're going to see come out? Is it going to be satanic worship that possibly all these people are involved in?
Have you seen, and I've asked Will this before, the picture of Ruth Bader Gingrich walking through the airport?
Ruth Bader Gingrich.
This woman has been gone over for how many years? And all of a sudden, she's walking straight upright, like it's a whole new person.
Almost like a body double, like Hillary Clinton. Yeah, like the body double for Hillary Clinton. So it's interesting. Yeah. So
I do not believe that was Ruth. No, I don't think so.
There's possible satanic worship, and maybe that all these scary things that people talk about on what's considered conspiracy sites and conspiracy theories really may be true. But that's what Q has been telling everyone.
We had witnessed 9/11, right? We had witnessed 9/11.
Okay.
The terrorist attack in New York and the plane that crashed in Pennsylvania and the so-called plane that crashed into the Pentagon.
Wait, what?
It's odd. There's never any evidence shown for a plane in the Pentagon. But anyways, I'm not going to dive into the 9/11 conspiracy.
Q is trying to tell people.
Oh, no.
On these forums and 4chan, and he's trying to tell people the truth, and he does it through questions.
I mean, Jimmy, it doesn't surprise me that this is aligning pretty succinctly with your own medical beliefs when it comes to vaccination. You know what's funny is, like, 15 years ago, these are the kind of people that would have been making fun of all the fucking suburban wine mums and the progressive wine mums who were like, oh, don't vaccinate your kids. After all, it could cause autism, you know? And then it's like, measles outbreak, measles outbreak, measles outbreak.
Asking questions and giving clues. And so it's basically, you know, you're going down the rabbit hole. You're following the white rabbit and you're figuring it out.
I've got a question for you.
Okay.
How do you get avid gun owners and people that support the Second Amendment to give up their guns and go along with anti-gun legislation? Maybe you accomplish that by performing a mass shooting into a crowd that is very likely to be conservative, very likely to vote Republican, very likely to be Trump supporters, very likely to be pro-Second Amendment, and very likely to own guns. Is that what happened in Las Vegas? The country music festival was targeted. I have a lot of questions about that. I don't believe Stephen Paddock was a lone wolf. I don't believe that he pulled this off all by himself.
They destabilized the Middle East. That's what happened. Okay? You get
everything. So she's been wrong on 9/11, wrong on the Las Vegas shooting, definitely wrong on ivermectin, very, very wrong on, let's just say, the cause of the California wildfires. That one, we're going to get to in 1 second, Jimmy.
That happened during Barack Obama's presidency. Okay, but let's keep going. Let's keep talking about whatever happened. Yes, I do believe he is a Muslim. And yes, Valerie Jarrett is too, and she's a big issue too. According to Q, now I'm saying according to Q, again, I don't have any proof of this, but we're talking about who is Q, so I'm going to tell you what he says. According to him...
Like, I think we're all so removed from the origins of Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's become just like a politician in her own right, you know, kind of her own brand, if you will, that people don't realize how wild... Like, this is a full-blown QAnoner.
Many in our government are actively worshiping Satan.
Actively worshiping Satan.
Or they call Moloch. MS-13, Moloch? Everyone. God under damn. Obama What's came wrong, Moloch? MS-13.
Ah.
There's a lot to that.
Okay, so Obama's a radical Muslim, weird, who also introduced MS-13. What was the point behind that? Because he wants to introduce the gang violence into America to destabilize so that the Muslims can take over. I understand.
They had very good relationships with MS.
She meant Morbius? She did. Yes, well before his time, but she did mean Morbius. She actually predicted and wrote Morbius.
13. MS-13 was basically like, they were the kind of the henchmen.
Okay.
Of the Obama administration.
Ah,
they did
I didn't
a lot of
that.
The dirty work.
Really?
Seth Rich was murdered by two MS-13 gang members.
Well, there you have it. You got your story, Jimmy. I know you like the conspiracy theories. You too, Tim Pool. All of you are basically like, what did Kim.com say about this? It doesn't matter. Let's believe him. Hey, Kim.com. Now this is a matter of fact.
That's what I mean by dirty work, okay? There's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to take this global cable of Satan worshiping pedophiles out. And I think we have the president to do it.
So there's Jimmy Dore, a medical expert, Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know, doing Marjorie Taylor Greene stuff. Oh, and did we forget about the anti-Semitism?
Last year, you had compared masking to the Holocaust. And then after that happened, you went to Holocaust Museum and gave a speech about what you saw there.
There are words that I have said and remarks that I've made that I know are offensive. And
Did you learn the Holocaust was bad, you poor thing? That's got to be wild, you know, out of nowhere. It's like, oh, wait, that was a bad thing when they killed all those Jewish people. Oh, it's really weird to compare stuff to it. Yeah, especially stuff that's like, you know, not really in any way comparable, like wearing a mask, little itchy fabric, kind of not the same as the Holocaust. Kind of offensive to do that. Really, really offensive to put like Stars of David on your arm. Yeah, okay. All right. Fair enough. I didn't know. I just... Like, how are we actually supposed to know that the Holocaust was bad unless we go to a Holocaust museum? There's just no other way.
For that, I want to apologize.
And then after President Biden gave that speech in Philadelphia,
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
You tweeted that Biden is Hitler.
So you said you learned your lesson and that these false comparisons are pretty intense and you probably shouldn't keep doing them as a giant public figure, but then you did it, and then you did it again.
Video of Biden with a Hitler mustache.
That was the "and again" part.
Is that a reflection of...
So we've also heard rumor. Some people have said that she had some very strange takes on the California wildfire. Now, these may have been taken out of context. I don't know. Why don't we read them? Should we have a read-along to see what Marjorie Taylor Greene's thoughts are on the California wildfires? From November 17, 2018. Marjorie Taylor Greene writes, and I dictate, "As there are now over 70 people confirmed dead and over 1,000 missing, the fires in California are a horrific tragedy. I'm praying for all involved. I'm posting this in speculation because there are too many coincidences to ignore. I'm just putting it out there for some research I've done stemming from my curiosity over at the PG&E stocks, which tanked all week but then rallied Thursday night after California officials announced they would not let PG&E fail. I find it very interesting that Roger Kimmel on the board of directors of PG&E is also the vice chairman of Rothschilds Incorporated." Dun, dun, dun.
Pew, pew, pew.
"Investment banking firm.
Pew, pew, pew.
I also find it interesting the long history of financial contributions that PG&E has made to Jerry Brown over the years, and millions spent in lobbying. What a coincidence! It must be that Governor Brown signed a bill September 2018 protecting PG&E and allowing PG&E to pass off its cost of fire responsibility to its customers in rate hikes through bonds. It also must just be a coincidence that the fires are burning in the same projected areas that the $77 billion high-speed rail project was to be built, which also happens to be Governor Brown's pet project. And what are the odds that Feinstein's husband, Richard Bloom, is the contractor to the rail project? Geez, with that much money, we could build 3 U.S. southern border walls. Then, oddly, there are all these people who have said that they saw what looked like lasers or blue beams of light causing the fires, and pictures and videos. I don't know anything about that. But I do find it really curious that PG&E's partnership with Solaren on space solar generators starting in 2009. They announced the launch into space in March 2018 and maybe even put them up before that. Space solar generators collect the sun's energy, harness the sun's energy, and then beam it back to Earth to a transmitter to convert to electricity. The idea is clean energy to replace coal and oil. If they are beaming the sun's energy back to Earth, I'm sure they would never miss transmitter receiving the station, right? I mean, mistakes are never made when anything new is invented. What would that look like anyways? A laser beam or a light beam coming down to Earth, I guess. Could that cause a fire? I don't know. I hope not. That wouldn't look good for PG&E and Rothschild Inc. Solaren or Jerry Brown. Who sure does seem fond of PG&E. Good thing for Solaren that Michael Peavy is on the board, since he's the former president of the California Public Utilities Commission, California's most powerful energy regulatory agency. Great connections right there. Also, I will say, whoever was able to buy the PG&E stock at the bottom before that announcement was made when stocks rallied sure did well in their investment. I wonder how you get privy to that kind of info. You must know somebody, right? Seems like there's a lot of connected people in this crowd. And with these space solar generators, I really hope they have good aim beaming the sun's power down to Earth. But what do I know? I just like to read a lot. This one's one of those ones where it's like, upon closer inspection, this is more batshit than I was previously led to believe. I was originally led to believe that she believed that Jupiter space lasers were coming down and burning the California wildfires. But that's not all. That leaves out a lot of the details. There's a lot of crucial details, the connections you see. And there's an entire Charlie drawing on the board kind of style stuff here. There's lore. There's more to it. I mean, this is at least 2 Marvel films, maybe a third one. We can get there, Marjorie. So that takes us all the way back to Jimmy and the fat ass W's. Look at this. Here's 276 likes. That's a ratio on 192. I doth been ratioed by Jimmy Dore, and I'm gonna have to accept my lumps. All right, as they come. We do also need to talk about one little aspect about this though, that might make things slightly more complicated in our hearts of all things. So this is a weird interaction. My original tweet, Witch King tweet says, not you, quoting the other part where Jimmy pushed back on that. By the pushback, I can play the clip again because it's the one where he's like, oh. Either way, yes, pushback. They'll never be the same. Isn't the same as climate change. But hey, the surf's got to keep that grift up and get those clicks. So this is clearly a well thought out narrative in the Jimmy Dore circles. Like, they're all running with it. They're all just like, Jimmy Dore pushed back against that. Doesn't fit your narrative, surfs. Clearly, we saw the video. Imagine calling the surfs a grift as opposed to the king of the grifter, Mountain Jimmy Dore. Remarkable. Hey, I'll support you. I mean, they just left out the part where Jimmy pushed back with a left response. What's that called? Imagine also considering Jimmy Dore aligned in any fashion or being anything to do with being left. And then Jimmy Dore appears. What do you have to say, Jimmy? Imagine ignoring that the Surf's TV had to lie to make Jimmy look like a right-winger, when in fact, he said the opposite of what they claim. Just because you hate Jimmy and have no character at all? Imagine. Says Jimmy Dore. You're Jimmy. And then I realized at that moment everything clicked. You know, you could hear the sounds. Yeah. Oh, you forgot. Oh, you thought you were tweeting from your alt. You thought this was Libtardo 1, you did. Oh my, Jimmy. Oh no. Oh no, that's bad. That's real bad. Oh shit. Oh no, I ratioed you really badly just by saying you're Jimmy. Because it's true. Factually, you're Jimmy, Jimmy. What's going on here? Now, some people were quick to point out that perhaps he speaks in the King's English. You know, the royal way. Perhaps it's like, oh, well, you would speak ill of this Jimmy Dore. At the end of the day, you simply don't respect him. That's why you all hate Jimmy, because you're deeply jealous of Jimmy and Jimmy's great abilities. I am Jimmy. Could be that. Could be, you know, we can say that that's what happened here. He's simply using the royal we. That is one potential excuse. Now, this is, I think, one of those things that's really embarrassing that I discovered an hour after it had already been posted. See, he posted this at 7:48 and I posted it around 9. So at about 9 is when I saw this. An hour had gone by and that's when I was like, Jesus Christ, did you forget to use your alt? Oh my God, you did that. You did that in 4K. That's deeply embarrassing. Okay, I'm going to make fun of you. And clowned on him a little bit. And we all had a great time, you know? Like this. This is fun. Jimmy doesn't like misunderstandings. But you didn't take it down because at this point, and I firmly believe this, I think that's more embarrassing. I think it's more embarrassing this many hours in with everybody now on the internet being like, holy shit, homie forgot that he wasn't using his burner account. That now it's just, I think it's going to be a part of internet history. He may take it down. We'll see. We'll see, but I think it's more embarrassing at this point to delete it. At this point, just you got to own it. You got to own that you do burner accounts, that you talk about yourself, that you tweet out, whoa, you'll never truly be as funny as Lance or as handsome. Lance gets all the viewers. Lance is really great. Like, do you see how weird that would be if I did that? And then all of a sudden, one day, it was like, oh, shit, I sent that from the Serfs? I'm gonna leave that up. Because I meant to? I meant to do that, yeah. Yeah, it's a joke. It's as if I had a burner account. That's how I would talk, but it's funny. That's why it's a joke. You get it. I love this, by the way. This is just a beautiful little moment. It's I personally believe it'll stay. Maybe it won't. But either way, this is a great moment in internet history. Actually, just for posterity's sake, I want to Wayback Machine this because I don't want to forget this moment. Wayback Archive. I have a new submission to be entered into the Wayback Archive. Let's hit enter. If you've never done this before, by the way, it's very easy to do. It says this page is available, but no one's made an archive of it. So you get save this URL to the Wayback Machine. I'm going to do that. Now the Wayback Machine is taking a picture of it. All right. Save page. So we're now saving. And now it's going to become part of internet history forever. And that's a good thing. Yeah. Go Wayback Machine. Go. And here we have it. Aw, yeah. Thanks, Wayback Machine. Now I never have to forget these happy times when things were just slightly more magical. By the way, like I said, I'm also going to be on Matt Binder's show later tonight if you want to watch me and Binder. I'm sure he'll bring this up because Matt Binder, of course, is the one that exposed Libtardo 1 for the first time. And this is clearly Jimmy Dore or his wife pretending thinking that they were tweeting from Libtardo 1, but actually were tweeting from Jimmy's main account, which makes it extra fucking hilarious. You had to lie to make Jimmy look like a right winger when in fact you said the opposite of what you claim because you hate Jimmy and have no character at all. You know what's also funny is that Jimmy Dore's audience, I think that they probably thought they could have had a massive win. Like, also, it's weird. How does this have 173 likes and 82 quote tweets? Who are these people just nonstop, support Jimmy, everyone, but it's not really driving up the numbers? Like, Jimmy, you got 4 times, I think, the amount of people as I do. Yeah, you are almost 4 times as many followers as I do. What is going on here? The reason, like, if you don't understand internet, like, numbers, like, look, the ratio of the reply has almost 1,000 likes and only 11 shares, but that's just because this one is popping up and people are like, oh, that's funny, click. People are seeing this or retweeting it either as jokes, quote tweeting it, as like, oh my God, Jimmy, that's embarrassing, and or a handful of his fans are like, oh, to the rescue, you know? Jimmy Dore has a fan who false reports people who mock Jimmy on Twitter. Oh man, well, I don't know if they're going to be able to false report this considering it's his own words. This is like in his own language. Jimmy, this is you, Jimmy, you know? I do want to quickly say one thing about this when it comes to the left, because you hear Jimmy Dore, he's making tweets right now, he's quoting Glenn Greenwald, he's like, Jimmy Dore, why I left the left? So you've seen Jimmy Dore quote tweet things like, the true leftists over here, this is the sweet spot, and over here, these are the shit libs, synthetic left fraud squad imperialists. What else is there? I think that's pretty much the most common names. But anyways, you've seen this thing a lot, and a lot of people right now, I guess, are doing that whole, I'm kind of annoyed with the left. I'm proud not to call myself a leftist. There's a lot of people also doing the whole, like, oh, why I left the left, or, oh, the left's annoying online. Yeah, I mean, we don't really even see big, you know, leftist projects coming out of what used to be called BreadTube back in the day. You're not seeing a lot of H-Bomber Guy videos anymore. ContraPoints hasn't made a video in 7 months. PhilosophyTube, I think, is going on 3 months at this point. A lot of people are like, where are those big names coming out of the whole fractures? People online saying they're fighting. Oh, look, the Anarchitties are going after the femboys. We're going after, you know, the agender, the polyamory team and all that kind of stuff, right? It's just nothing but a cesspool online. All that stuff is fun for the giggles and the shits on the internets and all that kind of stuff. But the truth about all this stuff is, I'm going to show you here. Just like that. Okay, put it there. Because, and I'm going to explain why. At the end of the day, whether or not people are mean to you online, whether or not people criticize you online, whether or not people, by them pointing out the fucked up shit you do online, you made their feelings hurt. Or maybe people were rude to you. Maybe it's like, hey, a whole bunch of people were like, I don't need to hold your hand, go read the theory. And I was like, well, fuck these guys, fuck the assholes of the left. Or you're like, oh, the people on the left are too purity testing. I want to be able to say the N-word. I want to be able to say the R-word. Oh, fuck all these. There's too PC. I'm going to be my own dirtbag self, blah, blah, blah. I want to be edgy. Whatever the case, all that shit, it's just online performative nonsense, because what it comes down to is, like, other people are not actually the arbiters of whether or not you are trying to further the goals of leftist activism in the real world or online. That comes down to the things that you are doing in and of yourself. So if someone, a creator, is straight up like, well, in my days off, I like volunteering, I like spending time, I want to help local politics, I do direct action, I donate to this group, I want to help these unions, I want to do all this kind of stuff, and doesn't even brag about it, but that's just the kind of things that you're doing behind the scenes, most likely you are trying to further leftist causes. It doesn't matter if every single YouTuber, podcaster, Twitch streamer in the world says that you are a fake leftist. That's cool. That's them generating content, giving their opinions on the internet, and producing entertainment. It doesn't change at all what you're actually doing in the real world. Like, whether or not you are doing leftist shit or you are leftist by definition based on your actions, really, that's not something that people get to vote for and not vote for. There is no council of the left. There is no council of BreadTube. There is no, oh, well, this person is a real true leftist, blah, blah, blah. So when you get a little bit down or depressed because you see a lot of infighting or you see purity testing or gatekeeping or any of that kind of stuff, or you're disillusioned with this group or that group or whatever it is, just keep in mind, A, people who immediately do 180s, they're not actually interested in any of this kind of stuff outside of the aesthetics. There's a lot of people, obviously, how it's like, well, you know, the Bernie Sanders is really popular. It seems like unions are pretty based. They're going really strong. The squad is pretty popular online. This stuff goes viral. People are talking about all these kind of things. Cool. Yeah, I too am a progressive. I'm a sock dem variety kind of person, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, okay, fun. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, there's just too much purity testing. All the woke scolds online are saying that I can't use the R slur every other sentence and blah, blah, blah. And I can't say the F slur to a bunch of gay people. And what the hell? No, I reject the left. They changed, man. The left really changed. You hear this time and time again. Again, it doesn't really matter. I think you just enjoy the aesthetics of being in that group or saying you're a part of that. But ultimately, your goals in terms of what you do, what your actions are, even as an entertainer, what are you trying to do? What are you trying to educate people on? What are you trying to fill their brains with so that they go and act out in the real world and, like, extrapolate? Well, if it's still lefty stuff or not lefty stuff, that shouldn't matter on whether or not it's fun or popular or cool or in or fashionable or the thing to do. Do you enjoy the SERPs but prefer not to have to use your eyeballs? Many are saying this. Well, we've got the solution for you. It's the SERP Times in podcast form, available on most major podcasting networks now. If you enjoy it, please consider leaving a good review and feedback, because it really helps the show out, apparently, and it's free, just like the podcast.
To our gods, Xander Corvus and Peyton L. Juice, we shall spend many a generations building mighty cathedrals in your honor. To our monarch, Tom Spiker, we are but your oafish jesters, here to offer you a laugh at any opportunity. To our brave Knights of the Round Table, Rachel Kay, Izzy Solidarity, Victoria Bell, Sebastian Demel, Mark Harmon, Benji Arnie, Scary Earth Human, Tony, DM Rivera, Resident Scarecrow, Sir Nickus, Cheryl Alvarez, Ruby Kelly, Brandon, Words Greenwood, Everything Important, Hegbert Celine, Matthew Scarborough, Stellar Vision, Ariane McCarthy, Doug Cady, Daniel Sutton, Jenna Tao, Dark Puppy, Quiet One 85, Anna Loves Riley, Omni, Riley and Anna, Poodlehawk, Multimondi, Trevbot EXE, Brian Ephraim, Anthropofojak, Catherine, Ramon Acosta, Inkosin, Ralph Parler, Violent Orchard, Political Puppy, La Media Panza, Todd Buckingham, and Todd Lajeunesse. We salute our valiant heroes off to fight injustice everywhere.